What are biofilms? Biofilm, a breeding ground for infections. In normal human terms, when speaking of infections, think of a biofilm as a fort or shield many pathogens build to survive in their host, you in this case. This is the fortress I was referring to in the previous section. Remember, a pathogen is any entity that frequently causes infections in humans, such as bacteria, parasites, and viruses. Lyme is a pathogen, and so are bacteria, and so are Babesia, Bartonella, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, Mycoplasma, HIV, and so on. In more precise scientific terms, a biofilm is an extracellular matrix, usually consisting of water, extracellular DNA, proteins, ions, and polysaccharides. 80% of infectious diseases will build one within your body to increase their chances of survival. Yes, the overwhelming majority of all infections tend to build biofilms as their defense mechanism of choice. Biofilms form everywhere in nature, including in humans. Where a free-flowing liquid passes by a smooth, solid surface. They are ubiquitous in nature. A biofilm is a home for pathogens, a home where a pathogen can communicate with its friends and family, a home where everyone has a role, a home that provides food and shelter, a home that provides safety and promotes survival. Just the same as your family, your friends, and your community. Just the same as the roof over your own head. Simply said, in summary, let's summarize. 80% of infectious diseases, including Lyme, and many of its co-infections, build a biofilm. A biofilm is a fort, or shield, or a home pathogens build to promote their survival. The term biofilm may be new to many of you, and that's okay. This whole section is about biofilms. But for chronic Lyme individuals, it's usually all too familiar. Lyme is part of that 80% of infectious diseases that build a biofilm. I'll start off by giving you some examples of biofilms, and you'll be surprised how common they are. For example, a common but not widely known biofilm is dental plaque, one of the leading causes of tooth decay and gum disease. Water treatment facilities label biofilms as one of their most pesky issues. Biofilms are detected in almost every pipe that carries or drains fluid in your home, as well as many facilities worldwide. Biofilms are involved in the extremely slippery rocks in rivers and creeks you're wary of while hiking. Biofilms form around medical devices such as catheters, pacemakers, and joint replacements. There's evidence that many treatment-resistant and persistent chronic diseases have large biofilm components. For example, chronic cystic fibrosis is a biofilm disease. Persistent urinary tract, ear, and sinus infections have biofilm contributory factors. Biofilms also contribute to the formation of kidney stones. Atherosclerosis and endocarditis, both contributing to the number one cause of death in America, heart disease, have biofilm contributing components. Fungi, mold toxins, etc., and Candida species build biofilms. One of Lyme's most common co-infections, Bartonella, builds a biofilm. However, Bartonella develops and persists only in immune-compromised individuals, just like Lyme disease. Am I sensing an underlying theme among these infections? I am sensing an underlying theme among these infections. As usual, I could go on. As Lyme begins to come to the forefront of the medical community, biofilms and biofilm research are of growing interest. Aren't a new concept at all. Biofilms are ubiquitous in nature, as nearly 99.9% of bacteria would rather be stationary and form biofilms than be constantly moving in their free-floating planktonic forms. Biofilms are everywhere. Biofilms' strength is in numbers, especially when you go after them and stress them out. The earliest biofilms appeared on Earth about 4.5 billion years ago. For those of you who don't know, the Earth is about 4.54 billion years old, depending on whom you ask. And for you math wizards, that means that biofilms have been around for more than 99% of Earth's existence. On top of that, biofilms were around 2 billion years before their free-floating, planktonic counterparts. The earliest records of humans, although this is not fully agreed upon, date back, at most, to 3 million years. But enough of the history lesson. Let's get back on topic. Simply said, to summarize, let's summarize. Biofilms aren't a new concept. They've been around almost forever in terms of Earth's history. The earliest records of biofilms date back 4.5 billion years.